and welcome to episode 36. I almost didn't say it. We just had a conversation that I looked up what the episode number was, and I almost didn't say it, but I did. Episode 36, Divided by Werewolf, the show that only gets more professional as time goes on. We are, honestly, we're so close to the end of the year that we need to stop with all this, like, superhero movie bullshit and start getting down into what's important, which is like the end of the year crap.
Yeah. Well, so obviously the next episode has to be Star Wars, but after that, yes.
Well, Star Wars won't be out by the next one because it doesn't come out till the 15th.
Oh, is that not? God damn it. It's not going to make the next one?
It's not going to make the next one.
Shit. All right. Well, then, yeah.
we'll preload. Let's be like Steam. We'll preload the game and movie end of the year type discussions, and then so that way we can make sure we have enough room for Star
yes.
Wars.
All right.
But we have plenty to get into tonight, but so first things first, you were not impressed with the Infinity War trailer. That's my understanding. As someone who hates everything.
No.
This is not
right. Right. Yeah. It should come as a shock to absolutely no one. It was a Marvel trailer. I'll say that about it. You know, as exciting as things like Thor Ragnarok were and the Black Panther potentially is going to be for me, in that it's not the cookie cutter Marvel movie thing. Mm-hmm. You get something like this trailer this morning, and I'm, you know what? I'm not that asshole. I didn't hate it before I watched it. I didn't go into be like, oh, this is going to be bullshit. I'm like, you know what? Twitter's blowing up, and I'm like, I gotta watch it. So I went straight to it, and I was like, huh.
Uh-huh.
All right. So it's the same thing I've seen 16 times already, only the bad guy is now purple Bruce Willis. And I'm just like, you know what? And the thing is, and I told Todd this morning, because he was like, really? You didn't like it? And I was like, man, no, man. And again, you know, he may not be paying that much attention. But I was like, man, I've been sort of tired of the Marvel shtick for a while now.
Uh-huh.
The only way this movie is going to do anything for me is if it's The Empire Strikes Back to Avengers 1. Which, like, if yeah. Thanos comes in and he's just like wrecking shit, and Jedi or part Infinity Gauntlet or Infinity War Part 2 is like the Jedi,
mm-hmm.
and I can view Avengers and this movie and that one as the trilogy, that would work for me. But I just don't think that they're going to have the balls to, yes, Thanos has been built up for all these years, and they're like, oh, it's been 10 years in the making. And I'm like, yeah, but has it? Because you sort of hinted at Thanos, but like you've not really sort of fleshed that out.
I would be, at the same time, though, they've said that like the next Avengers movie after this one basically puts a cap on the end of this era of Marvel stuff as we know it.
Right.
So it's entirely possible that's exactly what's going to happen. There's no guarantee.
I hope it does, man. The most exciting thing in this trailer for me was when he knocked the shit out of Iron Man. And I was like, okay, if they really are going to make him a serious badass and not some throwaway CG bullshit villain, and you actually make him a threat and you actually like do something, because I'm so fucking tired, and like not the little the quips and the little nudge nudge winky winky bullshit, I'm so tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Just go fucking dark, or darker at least.
Yeah.
Then I'll be mildly interested in this movie. But outside of that, yeah, like there was exciting moments. Sure, it was cool seeing everybody running together and whatever. But it's like, okay, you're running towards yet another CGI villain. Hey, we've seen this. We've seen it. Not everybody together, I guess. But still, it doesn't matter who you put together and throw up against CGI villain. It's the same shit we've been watching for, like they said, almost 10 years.
And I get your point. I mean, I guess I still at this point go, I'd like to see kind of how the rest of the Marvel universe that they've done so far kind of gets incorporated into it. But I agree with you, because we have seen,
yeah,
you know, the somber music and the voiceover of the villain, and then, you know, it's, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And, I mean, how many, like, super intergalactic mm-hmm. threats have they gone up against at this point where you're just like, okay, right. we get it. So I totally can understand kind of where, you know, where that would come from. I guess for me, I know that originally this was supposed to be two movies, and then they cut it down into one. So, you know, you kind of...
It's not two anymore. I didn't know that.
I don't think so, unless it's like part one's in 2018 and part two is 2020. Because, you know, we've got Captain Marvel, Ant-Man and the Wasp in between the first Avengers and the second one, and then possibly something else that I can't think of at the moment. Those movies... You know, and it's not going to be like Ant-Man and the Wasp try to break out of Thanos' prison camp. You know, like so it's like, you know, it's like, right. you know, Captain Marvel rebels against the horrible apocalyptic government set up by Thanos.
So that makes me even less interested in this movie if that's the case, because as you know, I don't pay that much attention. So they've hinted at Thanos for 10 years, and now he's supposed to get here, this major threat, actually be a threat, and then be defeated in one fucking movie?
Well, I don't know.
I'm out. I don't know how, I
could be completely wrong. I know that there's movies in between this one and the next one, but I don't know if that's how it's going to go down.
Ugh. All right.
my Skype connection is being a pain in the ass tonight. Hopefully this thing works out. But, yeah, I mean, we'll see. Like I said, don't go by me. I don't know shit about shit. So I could be completely wrong. But, anyway.
We'll see. I'm still going to watch it. As always, I'll watch.
Yeah. Well, the thing that bothered me, though, and like, I just don't understand why, like, every fucking time, like, one, like, a comic book movie comes out, or a trailer for a comic book movie comes out, it just has to turn into some fucking bullshit fanboy war between who makes better movies. Like, I hate it. Like, I fucking hate it. Like, I don't understand why you can't just go, yeah, I watched that, it's not for me. Or, I don't normally like those movies, it's not for me. And then just be done. Like, move on with your life. And the same way people could just hear you go, I don't like that thing, it's not for me. And they go, oh, okay, that's cool. Like, it doesn't have to be this big thing where folks are, like, trying to swing their... Like, unless your name is, like, Kevin Feige or fucking Ben Affleck, why would you give a fuck how much money something makes over something else as proof of anything other than just a bunch of people went to see it? Like, it doesn't matter. Yep. It's like when people get all shitty about video game, like, franchises, it's like, oh, I'm sorry.
Console Wars.
Yeah, did you make it? Are you, like, a...
Right.
You know, do you have stock that, you know, your livelihood is directly dependent upon how well this fucking thing does? Like... And then today I was reading some person on Twitter talking about how, like, trying to, like, fucking lecture people as to whether or not they can be in a conversation about Marvel or DC, talking about how when they were six in 2003, they saw movies. And I was like, you have got to be fucking kidding me. Like, you ain't even about to tell me, like, if you were born, if you weren't, like, and when Blade came out, like, that's it for you? Like, you were born then, and you're going to fucking talk to people, tell them whether or not they can talk about whether they like DC or Marvel more than the other? Like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. Fucking, I hate that gatekeeping bullshit.
I do too, man.
That people do.
I do too.
Like, I don't give a fuck whether you fucking had your nursery wallpapered with fucking Jack Byrne original, you know, whatever, like artwork, or like you fucking... Like, Stan Lee was your godfather, or, like, I don't give a shit. Like, it doesn't matter to me. If you like comics and you like comic book movies and you have a you can articulate why you like something more than something else, then you can be part of the conversation. It doesn't have to be a fight. It can just be, oh, well, I really like this because they do this. Oh, that's cool. Have you seen this? No, I haven't. That's great. Oh, yeah, I did. It just didn't work for me. That's cool. Like, that's it. Right there. It doesn't have to be a goddamn fight. Nobody needs to stand at the goddamn gates and tell somebody that they can't fucking enjoy Homecoming because they didn't.
Hey, man.
The fucking live-action Spider-Man series in the 70s? Like, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit.
Yep. Man, oh, my God. Exactly. And so it is much that, that is absolutely the way I feel about it. At the same time, that doesn't – I overlook that because I generally dislike people anyway. My thing is – like, you say whatever you want to. I don't give a fuck because I'm not going to say shit back to you. My thing is, don't fucking come at me. Because, first of all, like, oh my God. All right, if anybody has anything to say about fucking comic book movies, you would think,
you would
somebody. Good God, dude. I have read more comic books in this year than most people who bitch about the movies on the internet every fucking day have ever read in their life.
Right.
Okay. And so, everybody likes different shit, and there's nothing wrong with liking both. It doesn't have to be a competition. It also, like, you're not going to change anybody's fucking mind.
Right.
You're not.
That's what it is.
Right? Like, you're not going to. Shut the fuck up. It's fine if you love Civil War and I don't, and I liked Batman vs. Superman. You know what? That's okay.
Right.
You know?
At the end of the day, we each spent 2.5 hours watching something we enjoyed.
Exactly. Just be okay with that, man. Just let people like what they like. And let people like both if they want. Let people like neither if they want.
Right.
Your opinion is not going to sway anyone.
Right. It's like when I talk to people about Star Trek and how I love the Star Trek movies, but I fucking hate Star Trek.
Oh, my God,
like,
dude.
And it's like, well, you got to watch. Nah, I ain't got to do shit, bro. Here's what I got to do. Here's what I got to do, okay? Me and myself and my imagination need to watch Chris Pine for fucking 9 hours. That's what we need.
Exactly.
To do.
That's what I need to do.
Like, that's
you
what
know
I
what?
Like, and I'm good. And I'm good. And then, you know what? I will watch that one where Picard fights the Borg back on, like, Earth in the past, and I'll be happy.
Yep.
And I don't need to watch.
I'll be entertained.
Yeah.
And that's all that matters.
And I like what I like, and you can like what you like, and I don't have to hear about how this Star Trek isn't Star Trek because this motherfucker doesn't do what that motherfucker did, because I don't care.
Guess what else I don't care about? I don't give a rat's ass if you think I'm an idiot for liking Batman vs. Superman. Doesn't bother me at all. Does not make a fucking difference in my daily routine whether you think I'm a fucking idiot or you put me on a pedestal and bow down to me.
Right.
I don't fucking care.
If I,
that
I
has
tell you,
no
if,
bearing on me.
Yeah, I used to. So when I used to work at Xerox and Petey and Hanja and I would have conversations in the morning, they would like look at me with this shit that I talked about that I like to watch, and they're like, what are you talking about? Like, they were like, they got to the point where if I was like, yeah, I wasn't really a big fan of that, they would just look at each other and look at me, and they would go, Midnight Meat Train. And I was like, okay, now. All right. Admittedly, the movie not as good as the book. But
right.
And I mean,
oh,
and
Jesus Christ.
I mean, and that's fine. That's fine.
Sure.
Like, I don't care. Like, I watch a lot of shit, and I enjoy it. And I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, this is why I like this, and this is why I like that, and this is why I like this. I mean, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Now, is that important if you're trying to decide whether you like something? And for example, I think anybody who listens to this show or knows us has a pretty good idea of – like what we like and what we don't like and where their likes align and don't. So some folks that we hang out with would probably be more inclined to ask you how you felt about a certain thing. And some might be more inclined to ask me how I felt about it just because they know that they more times than not, they agree with you and maybe more times than not, they agree with me. But it doesn't mean that either one of our opinions are invalid. It's just somebody going, all right, I know what that guy likes. So if he likes it, I might like it. Not always, but And that's really as far as it has to go. Beyond that, who gives a shit? Like, who gives a shit? Like, it's fucking 2.5 minutes. It's a trailer, for Christ's
sake.
Right,
right.
You know, like, it's a trailer. It could be great. It could be the best movie that ever happened. You could watch it and, like, cancer gets cured. It could be a steaming piece of shit.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah. It's a full movie, and we've seen 2.5 minutes of it.
So. 2.5 minutes, which we don't even know if all those 2.5 minutes are going to be
exactly
in the movie.
Yep.
Although, Captain America with that beard, that's pretty hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, none of us could argue that. That's absolutely the case. I'll fight you over that.
He's like, give that man a shield. I'm like, give that man an Oscar.
Give him... Give him a shield made of melted down Oscars.
Oh, shit. Oh, anyway. All right, so we've spent a lot of time on that. I like how we go on these big rants, like where it's like fucking Pontypool. There's like 18 people listening to us going, all right, enough, all right.
Hey, hold on. 24. I wanted to mention that because I actually looked today. Our last episode, our most popular yet.
Nice.
By We're two downloads. That. I don't know how many people like don't download it and just listen on the site, but as far as if you're just going by downloads, we are two people more popular than we were the last time.
That's how it happens.
Yep.
That is exactly how it happens. That's how you build a revolution.
Snowball.
Two people at a time. All right. So you finished Prey, and I would like to hear about it because well, first of all, I was really glad to hear that your save game fiasco ended up, I think we've all had that cold sweat when the game is like, nah, son. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, that was hands down one of the scariest moments of my life.
That
I'm
was the
I'm
scariest
not afraid
moment
to say
in
that.
Prey, probably.
Yeah, it was. It absolutely was. Like, I've not been more like simultaneously furious / like scared shitless than I was before I knew what the sanity effects in Eternal Darkness was. And the first one I got in Eternal Darkness was the one where the little screen
think,
pops up.
Yeah, and it's like to keep your game or whatever, and then it deletes them all. Yeah.
We're deleting your memory card. Please don't turn off your GameCube. And I goddamn ran across the room to turn off my GameCube.
Yeah, I got that one too. That was one of my first as well.
So, I went up to play it Saturday morning, and it told me that my save files were corrupt and they weren't recoverable. And I was like, well, I'm done with Prey, I guess. But thankfully, I was angry, so I turned it off and did whatever. And then I tried it again just to see that evening, and I was able to load a prior save. So all I lost was like maybe 90 minutes worth of progress, which honestly, they probably weren't all minutes worth of progress.
So you didn't have to like download a cloud save. You just went with an earlier one.
Yeah. Like,
okay, cool.
It was the only one that wouldn't load was like, I guess the latest auto save, but something that I had saved previously would load. So
it was
okay. But yeah, finished it. I actually, apparently it has like, I'm not sure how many endings it has. I saw, four of the endings, before I finally decided, okay, well, I'll just do this and I won't reload a save. This will just be where it ends. And, so the first one that I did was where you, you can basically just be like, well, fuck y'all, I'm out, and like just leave. Mm-hmm. And that's, you can do that fairly early on. There's a few things you can do to make that happen, but you can use an escape pod and just be like, well, fuck all the rest of this shit, I'm out. Mm-hmm. And then you can play like, cause I ended up at like 24 hours, I think maybe, of game time.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. And, which boggles my mind how people who are saying it's an 8 to 10 hour game, cause it's not, it's longer. So I finally got to the end and I was like, all right, well, here's how it's going to play out. And there was like, you know, three or four different things I could try. And, I finished it and each ending was slightly different, but overall the same kind of thing happens. Mm-hmm. And it's gonna piss some people off. I thought it was great. Like I thought it was really good because for me it was like, all right, just based on the story that it had been telling, the narrative, like, it shouldn't have had a happy ending.
Right.
And so there's sort of, unless, you know, there's just something I didn't do, or because I didn't read up on it, and I still may go back. I shouldn't, because I have a ridiculous amount of shit to do, to play. But apparently, like, every scenario I had ended not happy.
You're like, it's like real life.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, there was things I could do to help other people escape or do whatever. There were things I could do for only I would escape. But, like, none of them was like that, oh, okay, I feel satisfied. I saved everybody, you know, whatever.
Right.
I didn't have the opportunity for that ending. And I can't see myself going back and putting in the – if there is an option for that, I don't know that I would do that. But at the same time, I'm intrigued to see if you do the mega happy ending, if it still ends up ending the way that I got. Okay. If that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. See, now I had, you know, kind of been just lukewarm on it, and then reading that you had to basically run through the entire station while, like, hordes of enemies kind of came bearing down on you, and I was like, I have no interest in that at all. But was it not that bad, or were you just so in, I mean, did it not, did, you know, like, everybody has different thresholds for that kind of shit, but.
Right. I played it on normal. I wasn't trying to be a hero and play it on, like, the hardest difficulty.
Shit,
you know that.
I play shit on easy, so be normal is a hero for me.
So, yeah, it's not an easy game on normal. It's not. It's very much survival horror. It, like, I didn't know that. Like, going, like we talked about, I had no idea it was survival horror. It very much is. And so, knowing when to run, when you should probably try to clear out a room or an area and then do what you needed to do, all that shit. Like, that's like my bread and butter. Like, that's what I like. And so if you dig survival horror, you know, this game is like, especially it's a no brainer if you're sci-fi survival horror, because that's exactly what it is. And so once it got, you know, down to the meat of the game, there were sections, yeah, that I did a lot of running through. But at the same time, I kind of play survival horror, whereas I make it harder on myself initially. So that when we get to, because I know it's coming. And so when you get to the meat of the game, like the end game and shit like this, I have a decent amount of resources. And I've suffered for it up until that point.
Right.
Because for me, that's the way I do it. Like, that just makes sense to me to be like, you know what? Yeah, I made it through that, but guess what? I have no more health packs. I have no more ammo. I could do better. And so I replay early shit way more than I replay the later shit. Because two reasons. Number one, I know it's going to be harder. Number two, I know I'm going to be ready to be done with it.
Uh-huh.
And so I want to make it as easy for myself as possible for the later shit. Right. And that's the way I've played this game.
Right, okay. So towards the end, then, it was no big for you. You were just like, whatever.
Not really. I had most of the decent weapons, and I had done the whole, you know, like the BioShock thing where you scan everything and know what their weaknesses are and shit like that. Like, I knew what to use against who. And yes, they definitely threw way more shit at you at the end. Mm-hmm. But I just sort of had a better understanding of how to fight, to know when to fight, to know when to run.
Right.
You know, all that. And so I still had, you know, parts where I was like, Jesus fucking Christ, I have to start this whole thing over because I did not do that right.
Right. And I think that's where I didn't like that. Like, I know that is what the game was, but I wanted more of like a System Shock where it's a creepy ass space station. You're just trying to figure out what the fuck happened. There's enemies, but it's not like, you know, that whole idea of having to like what you just said, like having to you either pay now or you pay later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of what I didn't want, and which is why I broke the economy. But then even then I was like, well, even with all these skills and all that stuff, to then go through all this, to have to fight my way back through it and have to deal with all that, like, it's just not something I really care about. And I think if the story or everything else had like gripped me more, then I would have been willing to do it, but I just was kind of like, no.
Yeah.
So how is Battle Chasers?
All right. So I thought about this all day because I knew I would be talking about it. this is a game that's going to be hard for me to talk about because I don't know all the correct terminology because it's so far out of my wheelhouse that it's ridiculous. Like, there is absolutely a better game, better games to compare this to than what I'm about to mention.
Okay.
But for me, a person who's not really an RPG guy, like I love Fallout, you know, and all that, but that's more about the setting than it is the game for me. So this game for me is like, it's like part Final Fantasy VII with updated visuals, only based on an Image comic book from the late 90s, early 2000s. So like I'm
pretty much dead on.
Yeah. Like I love it's the most basic RPG that has probably come out since Final Fantasy VII. It's
but
so
there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. It's so simple, man. It's like an RPG for people who are into JRPGs. It's and I'm only like 3 hours in, so it may go fucking off the rails tomorrow when I boot it up, but it's, you know, even the story. So far where I'm at, it's like, all right, it tells you who the characters from the comic book are. And then you're in a flying ship that gets attacked by pirates and you get downed and you're trying to reassemble the team at this point. I don't know who the big bad is. I have no idea. Like, all I'm trying to do is I'm into the first town and I cleared the first dungeon because that's basically, as far as I can tell, sort of what it is. It's sort of like you have the overworld, the big map, and you walking through the little checkpoints and this and that, and you run into the occasional quick battle. And so far, nothing's really been challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get to the major like story point,
sure.
And it's a dungeon crawler at the point. So you go through a dungeon. You start at point A, and you walk through, you know, however you want to walk through it. And you fight until you get to point B, where you fight a boss, and then the story progresses from there. Like, it is it's as simple as that so far, at least.
Mm-hmm.
The fighting system is turn-based. It's very simple. You can punch somebody with your fist, hit them with your sword, whatever the fuck your attack is. You can do your defense thing, or you can go down to your abilities, which use mana, and you can do better attacks, you can do better protection, you can use an item, but otherwise you just take turns with that very simple, like, old school RPG formula.
Mm-hmm.
It has Joe Madureira art, which
great.
Is very,
that
very nice to look at. Yeah, exactly. I love it. Like, I don't, you know, it's not going to be for everybody, especially like diehard RPG guys. But if like an RPG is just something that you occasionally want to dabble in, or like you have a mild interest in, it's probably right up your alley.
Right. And I do, like, I mean, I don't play a lot of JRPGs, but like, for example, like Xenoblade Chronicles 2 comes out this week. And that thing, from what I'm reading, looks complicated as fuck. And I wasn't, like, Xenoblade Chronicles or Xenoblade 2, I don't remember what it was. I played it on the 3DS, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. Like, it was too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, something like this is a little more, like, kind of up my alley. And that's why, like, I'm really hoping it comes out on the Switch soon, because it just seems, like, perfect for that. Just kind of kick back, watch TV, you know.
Well, I said that. I actually said that, because, well, I told you that. I thought, I was like, on the stream, I was like, you know what? I mean, yeah, I'm playing on PS4. That's what I have. This is a perfect game to play on the Switch.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I just keep thinking about, like, when I got married, we got married in Virginia. So we drove from, so everybody that came to see me basically drove from Alabama or Georgia to Virginia. And my brother rode with my parents, and he bought a DS and a Link to the Past just for the trip.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, that's exactly what this game is. If he had a Switch and Battle Chasers, like, that's the perfect way to play it. It's a 13-hour drive one way, 13 hours back. You're probably going to be done with it when you get home. That's the perfect way to play it.
Yeah.
It's not too deep, but it's deep enough, and it's just fucking fun.
I actually have an action RPG on the Switch right now called Cat Quest. which is all about cats, and that's basically what it is. It's like it's not going to win Game of the Year. It's not particularly deep. It's like a very like if you were like let's say you had a young kid and you were like at some point I would like them to like Diablo, you would give them this game because some of the mechanics are very similar, but it's not as hard and it's got cute cats.
Right.
So
So that's Battle Chasers, only it has Joe Manganiello fantasy art.
Right. Right. Cool. Well, I finished Wolfenstein, which if you followed the stream, you already knew that. And it was great. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Which, oddly enough, though, I had no real interest in doing, like, there was that pre-order mission that I think just set up the DLC. And I was like, I don't really care. Like, I just was kind of good. And there was a couple side missions that I guess I probably should have gone back and done. But because I had already gone to those places and killed the Uber commandos, I didn't give a shit anymore. But,
gotcha.
But yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that's coming in the mail. So I'm that'll be the I usually don't like start something and then go to something else, but I'll more than likely put Battle Chasers down when that comes in.
Yeah, in terms of like Black Friday deals, that game for $25 is probably the best. That was like the best deal.
I felt like that was the case. So I jumped on it early Thursday when Best Buy stuff went live.
Yeah, and now I'm just like bound and determined to finish Mortar Shadow of War because I'm like, I'm too stupid to go, well, just stop playing it. I'm like, no, I've put too much time in.
Yeah.
So I just insist on continuing it, but I want to get it done. And I know this is stupid because Okami HD comes out next week. Not that I haven't already played that game like 9 million times. I'm like, what, $20 and I can play it on the PS4? Sold! You know, makes no chance. It makes zero sense.
Yeah.
Zero sense. But I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know, even at quite, it's like $20. Fuck yes, $20 just to have it in my house?
That's easy. Exactly.
Jesus Christ, of course. Why wouldn't I?
Yep.
And then I still have... You know, I still have the whole Frozen Wilds and Horizon Zero Dawn to do. I got to finish Battlefront. I want to play some more space battles in Battlefront because I think the space stuff is fucking badass.
That multiplayer. So when I finally buy it, if you know, just rent it again.
Yeah. Or buy it on the cheap.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
So, but yeah, Battle Chasers is one I kind of keep looking and going, all right. You know, when are you gonna come out with it? When are you saying it's gonna be out so I can pick it up?
Yeah, I thought it was no like late November originally.
Well,
I don't know.
They had just said that it was delayed.
Oh, okay.
Like the people who made it had just said it was delayed, and I think you know that's just what other sites decided to put as a placeholder date. But
gotcha.
I have there's actually another game for the Switch. I've actually like at this point I think I've bought. There's not as many as the PS4, but it's pretty close in terms of the number of like independent games that I've bought on the Switch. But there is a it's like a match 3 game that's all designed around. It's like you're a contestant in like an Iron Chef tournament, but you have to go out and fight monsters.
Oh shit!
What comes out of them to make like these like layered and complicated dishes for the judges.
God.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah, please.
Yep.
Done. I can't fucking wait to get my Switch.
So I went to, I traded in Mario Odyssey because I finished it and I was like, I ain't going to get all those fucking moons. What, you crazy? And it was oddly enough, just enough money to get a $35 eShop card. And that was enough to pay for Cat Quest. And it's called like Battle Chef United or something like that.
Yeah.
So. And then the next piece of Zelda DLC is still to come out by the end of the year. So man, I got so much shit that I could do that I'm just like, you know what? I would like Battle Chasers to come out, but it's not like I'm like waiting around for stuff. And Shadow of War at this point, I just want to be finished with it.
Yeah.
Even though I appear to have a lot of game left, I'm just like, really? Come on, guys! Like this is a fuck. Like, come on, just. Do you really need this much game? You don't need this much game, right?
Yeah.
Most people would be
y'all
like,
had to
great.
Know this wasn't that good, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's what it is. Like most people would be like, there's so much value, and I'm like, oh, come on. All right, so the meat of the conversation, even though you know we've spent so much time having hangs about other things, is Justice League, which was I'm going to go so far as to say the last of the DC Snyderverse movies.
Yeah. Most likely, yeah.
I don't know if, from a monetary standpoint,
right,
that they're going to continue. Not to say they're not going to keep making DC movies, because they're doing Aquaman with James Wan, however you pronounce it, of Fast and Furious fame. Thank you very much.
Yep.
But in terms of you know Zack Snyder continuing to make them, I don't.
Well, I was going to say there's still Shazam, Black Adam, and all that coming.
Yes, but in terms of like Zack Snyder making a DC superhero movie, I don't know if that, because I don't know if you could. I'm not sure if you would consider Wonder Woman part. I mean, she's part of the Snyderverse in that. You know, she's definitely part of this DC shared universe, but it's
right.
not a Snyder film. So
no, yeah, yeah, I agree with you. I think going back to our previous conversation about trailers and such, not entirely thrilled that it's probably over because I like Man of Steel and I loved Batman vs Superman.
Yeah.
So. I hate the fact that his vision, which, you know, people signed off on it. You know, he wasn't right. like, he didn't joke. He wasn't making shit up as he went along. Like,
no.
It was. And so I hate the fact that, you know, the horrible situation happened with Justice League that caused him to have to walk away, which he absolutely should have. Don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not condemning him at all.
Right.
It's a horrible, horrible thing that happened.
Yes.
I sort of hate that this is sort of it.
Well, and it may not be. I mean, they might, you know, that's just my own kind of stupid speculation.
No. I think you're spot on though. And that's a shame for this. I might be the only one who was enjoying what he was doing, but,
So getting back to it, so you like this one? You were all in on it.
Oh, Justice League?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't like it?
It was okay. I liked what I liked, and I really didn't like what I didn't like.
Okay.
Interesting. You know.
Like, what is something that you really didn't like? Because I can tell you, but I think that's basically how I was. You know, when I left, when I went to see it, my wife was like, well, what'd you think? And I was like, it was okay. Like, there were some things that I really enjoyed, and then there was some stuff that I was like, really?
So here's the problem. And you and I may be on opposite sides of it, but I think we'll agree on this particular point. It's two different movies, mm-hmm. and they are competing with each other for me. Like... And I felt so bad for almost everybody in the movie, because especially Affleck, because goddamn, man, from one scene to the next, he didn't know how to play it. He was like, all right, am I the Batman from Batman v Superman or in the Bruce Wayne from that? Or am I like, what, or is it the more lighthearted thing we're trying to do to please every fucking body? And he didn't know what to do.
Am I the gruff crime fighter, or am I? I have a bit of a heart,
right?
And I agree with that. I don't like. I personally didn't feel like it was. I don't know if I would go so far as to say it felt like two movies. Like I definitely like got that feeling from like Suicide Squad. I was like, okay, this feels, you know, like two different movies to me. But this movie, I definitely, in terms of how Batman was portrayed, I agree with you on that one, like 100%.
Like I don't know, I just, my sincerest hope is that, I don't know, it's internet bullshit, but like the whole people are signing a petition for the Zack Snyder cut or whatever, this and that, and I don't know exactly how much influence Whedon had. I don't know what was done versus I didn't pay that much attention to it, honestly, but I was really disappointed in how, because I don't think, honestly, that Zack Snyder would have made that dark of a Justice League movie. I don't think so. It would have had lighthearted moments, but yeah. I just really wish that he would have been able to do the entire movie, because I think that a lot of this, like, some of it was just fucking silly. And I think that I'm curious to know how much Whedon had to do with how
there were definitely some quips, like the whole, like when Superman was like, I'm also a fan of justice. I'm like, okay, that's Joss Whedon.
Right.
You could just tell right. that was Joss Whedon.
Right.
But in terms of the bones of the movie, I actually would be surprised how much of that was not just Snyder.
Yeah, like you're right, because I think that he was under the impression and probably, honestly, pressure from the CEO to make it more lighthearted based on the fan backlash from Batman vs. Superman. And I think that, yeah, his movies are never all dark. They're really not.
No.
And so I just would really like to know the differences that Whedon sort of did. I thought the Wonder Woman was awesome.
I that was the one thing that I really enjoyed, and I don't think that was a Whedon thing. Just the continual placement of Diana as the leader of this league, as well as right. like the compass. Like I loved yes. her whole. You know, I love when Batman gave her shit about Steve Trevor and
yes.
Trevor, and she fucking knocked his ass down.
Yeah,
like I thought that was great. And her explaining, like, look, when like I made a choice and he died, and mm-hmm. and like I totally understand that, and I thought that was fantastic. And then you know, and Batman just kind of realizing that, you know, like you have to be the leader here. Like that's that
right.
you know, whether you want to or not, people are going to be looking up to you.
And honestly,
and it was nice. To see that rather than like Superman kind of
yes.
you know being set
that's
up as
honestly,
the de facto leader.
Like my favorite thing about the movie is just how like Bruce Wayne was pushing Diana to be the leader of the league. Because I mean it's never been that way in the comics. And it makes so much sense to me. You know, like she is the warrior, like she is like
right.
you know what I mean?
More training, more
right. You know. She's so more like in a position to be. She has the warrior mentality. She has the intelligence. Like everything about her says leader, and she's
right.
never been. So it makes so much sense to me in the movie, and I loved that. Loved yeah. so much.
And I don't think that was a Whedon thing. I mean, there was too much
either.
Of that, and because it carried through the entire movie, and that was a great like
right.
her whole arc through that movie. I thought was extremely well done, and there was too much of it to say, okay, well that wasn't, you know, kind of by design.
Right. So I loved her. Batman again. Sometimes I thought he was badass. Sometimes I thought he was ridiculous, which was disappointing because I liked Batflick so much in Batman vs. Superman. Yeah, the whole Martha thing was fucking stupid, of course. Like, I'm not going to say it's not. That was like, all right, that was like, they have to stop fighting, how to do it.
Right.
Oh, let's just do this. Like, that's what everybody always gives me shit about when I say I love the movie.
Right.
It's like, yeah, you're right. That was dumb. I'm looking at the whole thing, though, and I enjoy
right, right, right.
So, you know, yeah, that was bad, but like I felt so bad for Affleck in this movie. But I, you know, Batman was on or off. So I have nothing but good things to say for I can't think of his name. The guy who played Barry Allen.
Oh, Ezra Miller.
Yes. He is great.
Yeah.
At playing the role that was written for him. Now, is that the Flash? Fuck no.
No.
Fuck
no.
No,
no.
Is that the Flash? That right. shit was so cringeworthy the whole time for me. I was just like, fuck.
I was like, is he supposed to be on the spectrum? Like, I genuinely don't, like, I don't know. And I'm not trying to be like, you know, I am in no way trying to like insult people on the spectrum. That is not what I'm saying at all. I just didn't know if what they were trying, how they were trying to portray him. Were they trying to portray him as someone who seemed, you know, like, on the spectrum, or he just was like, right. Okay, I'm kind of unsure as to my place here, and right. You know, blah, 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 blah.
So my thing was like, all right, I could be completely off, because I hate to compare the two universes or whatever, but they're like, all right, we need a Spider-Man. Who's our Spider-Man? Well, right. it's obviously not Aquaman. It's obviously not Cyborg. It's obviously not Batman. Well, it's not Superman or Wonder Woman, so who's left?
Right.
And they're like, all right, well, we have to have somebody who's sort of young and is like, you know, like, oh, I'm going to say the funny shit now and then this and that. Right. I fucking hate it. I hate it.
I mean, there were some points, though, that were good. Like, I like when everybody disappeared on Commissioner yeah. Gordon.
Sure.
And he's like, well, that's rude. Like, I like right. that. But yeah, just and just him going, okay, like, all I've done is run fast and push people, and then Batman's like, you'll know what to do. It's like, yeah. you're not an idiot. Like,
right, right.
like, there's people who need rescuing. You can run fast and be not be seen by anyone. Like, and right. that was the thing that bothered me about it, was that when, like, Barry's not a moron. Like,
exactly.
he doesn't have the same hero experience. If you're asking him to, like, fight, that's different. But just, like, a straight-up, like, rescue type of thing, like, he's not stupid.
Right. And again, like Ezra Miller, whatever, was great mm-hmm. in acting out what was written for him to act out.
right. Like, right.
But oh my God, that is not the fucking Flash. I'm sorry.
Right. 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 Right.
But you know, Cavill was great as Superman. I loved when Cavill came back and like.
See that bothered me. And I'll tell you why. One of my absolute, and I know this is, so this is, you know, this is going, we've talked about this before.
Yep.
Superman Returns, I cry every time.
Sure.
The scene when Superman comes back, I cry every time.
Yep.
Because I think to myself, I put myself in the position of the people on that plane, and they had this guy, and he left. And they yep. don't know where he went or why he left. And then he comes back in this super dramatic fashion, and he saves all these people's lives, and he's still, like, super chill about it, and he's
yeah.
he's Superman.
Right.
And how would they feel? How would I feel? And I would fucking be crying like a baby, I tell you what. And that is, for me, that is Superman. And so
yeah.
and I totally understand why they were doing it, but to have all of a sudden Superman be like, you know, just be pissed and angry and all that, like, it just, I couldn't help but compare it to Superman Returns. And I know that is not a fair comparison. I get
right.
that. I so, totally get that. But it just, I was like, why do they have to be fighting?
Right. And that's, and you're absolutely right. Like, that's how it happened. When he died in the Doomsday fight in the comics, he just came back and he was like, I've got a mullet now, but I'm still me, you know, and right. I'm wearing a black suit. And I'm like, I like the fact that he was angry. He was confused. Like, I dug the shit out of that. And then
like, I can understand confused, but like the anger, like I was like, well, honestly, like you're the one who chose to take the spear. Like Diana could have killed that
right.
motherfucker. Like you didn't have to do it. Like I, you know what I mean? Like, I honestly
got the notion that he didn't remember that or something because like you're saying, yes, absolutely. They had all by the end of BVS, they were all like, you know, we have to team up and fight this thing and we're doing, right. you know, we're saving the world. But like, I honestly, and yeah, he made that decision, but I sort of felt like, you know, it's yeah, like, it's yeah, one of those things where, you know, you go to bed and then you wake up on Saturday morning and you think you're late for work. You're just like, oh,
right.
what the fuck? You know,
right,
shit.
Right.
No,
right.
Being
you remember
who the fuck
bits
is that?
Pieces.
You know, like,
yeah,
exactly. You're like, holy shit. Oh, he was trying to kill me. Fuck you. I-beams, motherfucker. Like, oh, who's right. this motherfucker over here? He's helping him. Fuck him, too. Like,
I will say, though, the moment when Ezra, when the Flash is running behind him.
Yes.
And Superman yes. looked at him and the look on yes. his face like, well, this has never happened. I did like that.
His
and I was
face
like,
was priceless.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to say that was worth it, but it
right.
definitely,
oh,
like,
I laughed out loud in the theater. I did. When he, that look on his face was priceless. Like, that was great.
Yeah.
But, you know, so that's whatever. Fucking hated Aquaman. I hated him.
I loved Aquaman.
Ugh, oh, my God. No. No.
Wow.
No.
Why?
Because I wanted what we talked about. I wanted fucking Brave and the Bold Aquaman, or like some like something. I don't know, man. You know what? You know what it struck me as? It's when Alan Ritchson or whatever the fuck his name is was Aquaman on Smallville, and he was like a he came on the screen and he's like,
"Oh yeah,
I'm wet and ready, bruh." And I was just like, that's not Aquaman.
See, I liked the Aqua Bro, and I don't know, maybe that's just the Jason Momoa fan in me, but I was like, I dig it.
I love Jason Momoa, I do. But like his Aquaman, I am not a fan. Oh,
I mean, the only thing that was silly when he's like, "I'm looking for the Aquaman," and there's like it's painted on the wall, and he's holding up the fish, and I'm like, okay, like I liked it just fine. I didn't have a problem with it, and I think it's because I didn't feel like any of that was a surprise. Like I feel like the trailers completely set up how Aquaman. Now you could say, well, there was, you know, the fact that there wasn't anything new or, you know, in the movie, compared to the trailers is a bad thing. But I feel like the trailers like really set up who this Aquaman was going to be. And I was just like, all right, I'm good with it.
Yeah. And maybe I sort of watched them with like the rose tinted glasses, or maybe I just thought that, yeah, they're showing the scenes where they're in the battle and this and that. But like, when you watch, and I hate to keep going back to BVS, everybody hates BVS but me, but you know, when they're going under the water and the camera goes to him and he comes out of that cave and he's like, "The fuck out of here."
Yeah.
Like the camera, like, and he does the water thing and the camera goes away. Like, but then in this movie, he was like, "Oh yeah, I just come out of the water and save people once a year and bring people fish." And
But I mean, he could, you know, was like that. That was his village, and you know, somebody could still feel a responsibility towards that place and not want to be fucked with.
Right, right. I don't know, man. He was just too.
All things in the trailer when Cyborg picked him up and he said, "My man," I was like, "All right, I get it." Like, I'm fine.
I guess you're right.
I see who you are. I see you.
Yeah. Maybe I wanted so hard that I didn't accept that when I saw the trailer. I don't know.
I'm like, the robot man picks you up and you're happy. All right, I get it. I can relate.
Yeah, and again, that is a perfectly valid response to the way he was in the movie, but I was just like, you know what? I wanted fucking. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't want fucking.
Aqua Bro.
I didn't want Patrick Swayze Aquaman from Point Break, is what I'm saying.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's not, but it's just not what I wanted.
Sure. No, I get it.
And also, speaking of Wonder Woman and Aquaman, to speak to the argument. And I'm not qualified at all to speak to this argument, but I will just say this. For everybody who was upset at the amount of butt shots of Diana, yes, there were some that were just butt shots of Diana, but also there were butt shots of the dudes and a whole lot of shirtless Jason Momoa.
Oh, goddamn right. But you know what? Let me tell you something. If I look like that motherfucker, I would never wear a shirt.
I wouldn't.
My wife would be like, "Your
shirt.
Aunt just died," and I'd be like, "God damn right!" And these people need to be comforted.
Yes.
By my pecs. So
I'm
goddamn
not
right,
at
I ain't
all
wearing.
Here to condemn either one. If I had an ass like Diana, I'd wear Speedo.
If I had an ass like Diana and a chest like Jason Momoa, I would never wear clothes.
I would just wear Speedos or those like what are those things? It looks like a Nike swoosh and it just covers your balls. I'd just wear that everywhere I go.
I'd be at the Publix. Hey,
that's it.
Like, hey, whatever. Yep. You know what? They'd be happy is what they'd be.
Sir, we're going to write you an indecent exposure ticket right to. I'll be back here tomorrow. You give a fuck. Have you seen this ass
going?
And this chest?
Oh shit! I felt bad though because like Ben Affleck got fucking ripped for Batman versus Superman,
yeah.
And he's like, "I'll take my shirt off." They're like, "No, it's cool."
Yeah.
Like,
can I talk about that for just a minute? Holy shit! You can be mad at the bat nipples all you want. I wasn't happy with them after I saw those goddamn goggles in the tactical suit. please put nipples on the bat suit. Put all the nipples on the bat suit. Put several nipples on the bat suit.
It could be.
Do
great,
not.
Great Dane's worth of nipples.
Oh, my God. Do not ever put those goddamn goggles on another bat, on another cow.
It's like they were like, well, let's make Owlman. Hey, remember Owlman? Everybody loved Owlman.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Like, how can Batman look more extreme from the 90s? I got it. These goggles. Jesus fuck. And they served no purpose. Yeah. It's not like they were magical dark side shit easier goggles. They were just fucking goggles. And they looked terrible. Yeah. God, I hated them.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with that. Honestly, like, I mean, I felt like the movie was so hit because I feel like they really, like, they totally wasted Steppenwolf. Like, the whole, you know, you're going to do, like, New Gods and all that shit and Darkseid and all that stuff. Yep. And you just are going to, it's just this boring dude. And he's like, I'm half a cubes. You know, and you're like, okay, like, at that point, it's just every other Marvel movie where it's like, okay, big world-ending villain, cosmic MacGuffin.
Yep.
All right, you know.
That's my complaint with it, right there. It's the first DC movie that feels like a Marvel movie. And the Marvel, and, you know, my hand to God, I'm saying this is me, hand on the Bible. Avengers did it way better.
I agree.
It's the same fucking movie, only Avengers did it way better.
Yeah. I mean, and the difference being, though, that Avengers had already, they didn't have to really spend any time establishing who people were.
Right.
But to their credit, I feel like this movie did a deep, when you consider that folks already knew who half of them were, to then establish Flash and Cyborg, I feel like they did a pretty good job of that.
Oh, I wanted to talk about
Cyborg. Or Aquaman. Actually,
I thought Cyborg was great. Like, Cyborg, honestly, aside from Wonder Woman, is my favorite part of the movie. Because
it was like, really? The black guy? You're going to make him say booyah? Like, come on. Like,
yeah.
Like,
that was weed.
Boom, shakalaka. Like,
I'm just telling you, that's a weed. It was added later. That was not originally there.
Oh, goddamn
right. I would be surprised. I would be very surprised to watch the Snyder cut.
Yeah, and Zack Snyder's not going to be right. Oh, booyah. Like, like, you get to see him, like, holding the pen up. Oh, like...
Yeah. Like he comes down the page in slow motion. I'm about to make it.
And that's it. That's the last thing he writes. He's like, done. And he just and then, like, emails it to Warner Brothers the next day.
Yeah. But I will say, having Cyborg be the least known character out of the, arguably the least known character out of the cast of characters.
Mm-hmm.
I loved how the movie sort of made him a focal point. It made him a very important in the way things transgressed. And, I thought that was great because, you know, we know it from Teen Titans and the comics forever, but, like, you know, everybody else knows him from a weird fucking cameo in BVS. And then, hey, here he is.
Right.
So I thought that was great. I really enjoyed Cyborg in the movie.
Yeah. And I mean, and it's tough because they're trying to balance like all of these characters and give them, motivations and all that shit. And then there's a big old villain and whatnot. I will say this, and this fucking bugged me. And my wife, when she has, this is the thing that bugged me more than anything else. And I know this is stupid, but I'm going to be like, okay,
please. I want to hear it.
How the fuck? Okay. I was like, all right, I need to break shit down for you. She's like, okay. I was like, do you know who Green Lanterns are? She's like, no. I was like, let me explain. Green Lanterns are the intergalactic police force of the DC universe. And so they each police a sector. They're responsible for, you know, da 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 da. How the fuck are you going to be fighting Steppenwolf? And there's three cubes, and the lanterns are just like, well, we could take them anywhere else in the universe. Except Earth.
Right.
Like, the entire universe. Like, picture the universe. All of it. We've got guys fucking everywhere.
Right.
Like, all over the place. We got a guy, he's a planet. He's a lantern. We take this cube, of which there are three, and all three need to be put together. Mm. Two of them, we're going to give one to the Amazons, we're going to give one to the fishmen, and the other one, we're going to dig a ditch in Europe. Fucking
1200 not take it out to the furthest known reaches of space.
Okay, right.
I'm like, what the fuck? That makes, like, come on. Like I get it. You want to bring the lanterns in? I think that's cool, but I'm like, are you serious right now? You're going to give them to these fucking Monty Python rejects and have them dig a hole in the ground and be like, nobody knows about it? Come on.
Right. So, and the other
That would be the end of the movie. If Diana was like, they gave one to the fishmen, they gave one to the Amazons, one somewhere out in space. I don't know what it is, where it is. Peace out. Let's get drinks. Like,
yeah, right. Well, the other thing is, all right, they're showing the initial fight between all the Amazons and the Atlantis and all the tribes of men, and they have a Green Lantern, and you assume it's the Green Lantern of Sector 2814 or whatever.
Nah,
he's the one who is over Earth. He wouldn't call anybody else. Like, he's right. Like, hey. This shit right here is probably bigger than just me and, like, these other people are involved. Why doesn't maybe the rest of Core come in? Because this is, like, universe-ending shit here.
Right. Yes. Like you see what this cat does on planets?
Right.
He doesn't – it's not an Earth thing. So, he doesn't hate Earth. He just does this shit, like, everywhere. Yeah,
right. And I'd be like, you know what? I'm a badass, sure, but maybe – two other lanterns might want to come. I don't know.
Six Somebody? Other lanterns?
Right.
A whole fucking, like, I mean, we have a vault. Like, we keep all the will energy in the universe in this room.
This is what's going on in my sector. Y'all chill in yours? Why not come over here?
You know? Right. Like, or just, like, here's an idea. Why don't you just, like, have it move from sector to sector? And again, like, I get it. To me, that was something where Warner Brothers was like, we need a lantern.
Sure. I get it,
and
too.
Zack Snyder's like, well, he's not – like, Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool. He's not in this.
He's not going to be here.
And they're like, we need a lantern.
He's not showing up. And plus, this is in the past. Okay. So we can't have him anyway because this is in the past. Yeah, I get that. They're like, you know –
And they're like, yeah.
We mentioned lanterns in the trailer. There has to be a lantern somewhere. And sure, there'd be one at this epic battle. There will be more than one for those of us who have read comics for most of our lives.
God, that bugged me more than anything, to be perfectly honest. Like, that bothered me more than anything. That fucking 10 seconds away from on screen.
I won't go that far. It didn't bother me that much, but I was still like, you fucking really? Seriously? No, what bothered me more than anything was probably Flash.
Well, I guess I felt bad for him. It didn't bother me so much because I just felt, I was like, he's so earnest. He's doing such a good job with what he was given.
Again,
I'm just not a big fan of what he was
given. Exactly. Like I said, but I was just like, I feel like I'm looking at any number of DC characters that aren't the Flash. Blue Beetle, maybe.
Somebody.
Like,
yeah,
anybody other than the Flash.
Yeah, that would have been great.
Right.
That would have been
awesome. A young Ted Kord? Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. That would have been badass.
Yes. So it's, I don't know, it just wasn't Flash. That's what bothered me more than anything, I think.
Yeah.
But, you know, that said, I want to see it again. And you know, if somehow the seas part and Jupiter lines up with Uranus and there is a Zack Snyder cut, I'll be the first in line.
There isn't.
No, I know. But I'm saying, if it happens.
I'd be curious to see... Oh, shit, I just completely lost it. Oh, so I did not stick around for the end of credits.
Oh, okay.
With Deathstroke.
Well, I saw both.
I saw the one with the race.
Yeah,
that was
the one
with Deathstroke. I'm just curious because it seemed like that whole script, like the whole Batman script that had him in it, was like, bye.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, is this not like Joe Manganiello or whatever? It was just like, no, I got fitted for this goddamn thing. Yeah. I'm wearing it.
I call him Brad. I will forever call him Brad because of How I Met Your Mother. Because I fucking love Brad on How I Met Your Mother. But and honestly, I would call him Big Dick Richie if not Brad. So, sure. But yeah, whatever his name is, Brad Dick Richie, I sincerely hope they do something with him as Deathstroke. And they sort of set up a sequel to Justice League with that last scene because Luthor was like, well, they have a league. why shouldn't we have one? And it was like, all I was waiting for was the thing to pop out of the water and be like, meanwhile.
Oh, yeah, back at the Hall of Justice. Diddle, diddle, diddle.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if they had ended with that, I would have been jumping up and down, clapping in the theater.
Here's the problem, and this is the same problem that Infinity War is going to have. You go from Steppenwolf, who can destroy worlds with his big-ass axe hammer, to, like, a crazy smart guy and a dude with one eye some swords.
Sorry.
Right?
Let's talk about that for just a second first before we go off into this. I love that, too. That cracked me the fuck up. Because, because they were like, Steppenwolf literally could not be fucked with. Like, nobody can do shit. He was wrecking ass. And then there's a Kryptonian who can blow cold shit. Like, oh shit. We never thought about cold, son.
We don't need a Kryptonian. Where's liquid nitrogen? Like, somebody is like cleaning his keyboard. Like, he's cleaning his computer. And just like,
turn the can upside down. We got him.
All he had to do was break his axe, then he becomes afraid, and all these bug men eat him. Okay.
Right. I was like, that was rough. I was like, great.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're going to go from that guy to, like, Lex Luthor and Deathstroke? Like, that seems like a step down, just like Infinity War. You're going to be like, here's Thanos. He controls all the gems. He's married to death. Yep. He's a badass. And then what? You're going to be like, this guy's robbing a bank. Like,
that's right. Yeah, yeah, you're right. But no, that was great. I was like, all right, this guy is known throughout the multiverse, the galaxy, as a person who murders
and takes names.
He murders planets. No fucking body tried cold.
Nobody's tried breaking his axe.
Right. Like, all right, what's step one? If there's something here and. It's like, oh, well, how do you fight it? Well, fucking bullets is step one. As humanity, first we shoot it, then we burn it, then we freeze it. That's it. Right. That's the trinity. That's what you do. Right. And so it's like nobody thought to try cold before now.
And nobody just thought to break his axe or get the axe away from him.
Yeah. Like, you know, the Kryptonian had to show up and like whistle at it.
Whistle. Do you know how to whistle?
Right.
Just put your lips together.
Oh my God. That's it. So a Kryptonian listening to the whisper song from the Yin Yang Twins could decimate the universe.
That's right. It's all fucked.
Oh my God.
Right there.
Anyway. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't know who the League of Supervillains is going to be. But yeah, Luthor and Brad in Deathstroke's suit is a step down from Steppenwolf.
I hope they get the samurai tornado guy to be in the Justice League sample in the sequel. What was his name?
I don't
from the Super Friends. They had the samurai guy who was like his bottom half was a tornado.
Oh shit! I can't think of his name. I know you're talking about.
Because they would rotate him and there was like a couple other people.
He has to be in it. Yeah. Because then we get Red Tornado to fight him. So I'm all about that. So
yeah, that would work. So I think that's probably a good place.
Yeah, that's enough. We can talk about this all night. But we probably should.
Absolutely. But I was, I'm glad, not glad, but I was curious. Like, I really was excited to talk about this because I was really like going, okay, like, where will he fall on this? I was genuinely curious to.
Is his DC leaning so far to that side that he's going to excuse this mess? No, Brandon. No, it is not.
Well, see, and here's the thing. I never necessarily, I never attributed your love of Batman versus Superman to DC leanings. It was just that was a particular vision of these heroes that spoke to you, and that vision wasn't here in this movie.
No, exactly. And that's why
if you were all in on Batman versus Superman, I think it kind of worked both ways. Like if you were all in on it, you'd be like, okay, it was okay. Cause there was some of it there, but it wasn't. And if you didn't like Batman versus Superman, you'd have the same effect. Cause you're like, all right, well, the stuff I didn't like from there wasn't there, but there wasn't enough. I don't know who this movie like 100% speaks to.
I have no idea either. And it's funny. Like before we started the show, I brought it up on IMDb. Like I usually bring up what we're going to talk about on IMDb. And honestly, I was shocked because the score that this movie has on IMDb is a 7.3.
Wow.
And I was just like, wow.
How many of those votes were placed after the Infinity War trailer came out?
I don't know. But like that was a genuine shock. I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. So next week, next 2 weeks, I don't think Spider-Man, listen to me. I don't think Star Wars will be out before the next show. So we will have to get into some best of stuff so that we can be prepared for Star Wars when it comes out. Of course, I do have family visiting over the holidays, so we may have to adjust things a little. So
okay, cool.
But whatever we decide to do and whenever we decide to do it, hopefully you'll be here with us. And, of course, we appreciate you guys hanging out with us tonight and on the streams and just in general. So thanks, everybody, for spending time with us. This has been episode 36, and we look forward to spending some more time with you the next time. So for Mitch and myself, good night and have a good evening.